Holy Spirit leads you. Because the Starbucks you end up in may have somebody that needs you there. So, but if not, you can show up at 106th and Pacific Starbucks. All right, this is Thanksgiving week, which means Thursday our schedule is going to be very different. We're not going to have church in the evening, but we are going to have a celebration dinner. Dennis, is there any, or Pam, who's closer? Is there anything, last minute instructions that you want to give us on needs or wants or... Okay, so this is what Thursday will look like around 10 a.m., 10-ish, okay, depending how long the line is at Starbucks, right? You got to stop there. So Pam and Dennis are going to open up, and that's to start prepping, setting up tables, chairs, cooking, all of that stuff, because the actual meal begins at 1 p.m., so if you're inviting somebody, wanting them to come be our guest, tell them anytime from 1 to 4, I think you're planning?
Well, it says 1 to 4, but you know, we always...
Okay. Don't like to shut the door. But if you, you know, want any of the good stuff, I'd be closer to 1 than 4, because we may run out of things by 4. But the point being... come have a family-styled Thanksgiving dinner with no cost, no obligation, and you will be loved and you will be blessed. And I think this is the fourth or fifth year Dennis has been heading this up, and it's created a bit of a following. So come, and maybe you have your family celebration. Amen. Enjoy that. And you're getting bored around 4 p.m., and you're thinking, I don't want to do Black Friday or whatever that starts. I want to come and help clean.
Yeah.
That is close to godliness. That is one of the most spiritual roles there is in the body of Christ. And man, your reward in heaven will be great. So if you want to come later in the day with that in mind, because we started, you know, 10 in the morning, we're all excited, we got all this energy, and then we eat this big turkey dinner, and by about 4 o'clock, it's nap time, right? It's not, I'm not thinking, oh, we got to clean the church before we leave, but we do, we have to clean the church before we leave. So if you want to come help us out later, bless you, and you have a special place in heaven for you that thinks that way. So we've been collecting donations and people that are not only willing to donate food, but to prepare food and bring it prepared. So check with Pam. Pam, wave right here. So if you didn't know about that, but you have oven space and could do a side dish or casserole or something, and you're willing to do that, see Pam and she'll help you with the logistics of that and work that out. All right, today is our healing service, so we have some extra moving parts. And let me tell you this, even though I didn't get it on the announcement slides, our fellowship time, we usually have it right in the foyer. Today we're going to have it in the fellowship hall, which just means we have coffee, donuts, all kinds of goodies after church, not now. So don't, I see some of your eyes going, oh, really? How did I miss that? No, that's after church, all right? But please take a left turn and fellowship and join us for that rather than race out of here after church and, you know, have a goodie and some coffee. We do that after every service anyway. It's just a change in venue today. Also, because of this week, I'll remind you again a little later. We're having our midweek service Wednesday night. So no church service Thursday night. We're going to combine with Living Grace, and their service starts at 7. So we are going to have a later start, 7 p.m. And it's Jesus and me, us. So you'll recognize these faces because we'll be doing the service. But it'll also be Living Grace Church. All of them will be, that's their normal night, Wednesday night, and so they'll all be here too. Every year it's a highlight. It's a fun time to gather together. And then afterwards, It'll be a shorter service because afterwards they auction off pies as a fundraiser for missions, which, man, if you want to participate in that, you are welcome to. I always go back there, you know, with an extra $20 thinking, okay, I'm going to get myself a pie, and I'm always outbid. So just warning, FYI. But also, what I hear, if you stay for the duration, the cheap pies tend to go at the end. So I think I just give up too early. But it's a lot of fun. Come, they're going to have a meal and their pie auction. And hey, all the funds go to missions, so it's worth spending a little extra for some homemade pies. So let's stand. We're going to start in, Dorothy, were you trying to get? No childcare that I know of Wednesday. Sorry about that. Yeah, but we're going to have a big family atmosphere. And one thing is, this service will be shorter. So if you think your child can endure a shorter service, they're definitely welcome. Yeah, amen. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. And we know where you are is all of your character, all of your attributes. God, we are coming today, we'll confess up front, we're coming today to experience you. God, heal us. We need healing in mind, body, and spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Your terms, your conditions, just come. We lay down all our presuppositions. We put aside all our fears. But Lord, our expectations are raised by your word and by what we understand of your character to set captives of every type free. Holy Spirit, come. Glorify the Savior. Jesus, we love you. Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Provide for us now as we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This place, working in our midst, just like we sang. I want to explain to you, just elaborate how Spirit of God works. First of all, it works in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. If you have never placed your trust in the person and the work of Jesus Christ, all this we're singing has nothing to do with you. But if you did accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and confess to him, then he is your Savior. He is your Master. And he indeed died on the cross for your sin. And you confessed, right? Physically, you confessed, right? You accepted. Asking him to come into your life, become your master, then all this thing is yours. It happens. In the Holy Spirit, you have every right and every opportunity you shall take to pray to him, and he will listen to your prayer. And I want us to really, I was just standing there and worshiping, and Lord, I worship you, I worship you. And what do you want me to say in the transition? And Lord said, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If we have it, let's do this. Right? 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I thought the 2 Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from the heavens and heal this land. Amen? Amen. He's going to hear from the heaven. If you confess, if my people who are called by my name, which is us, right? We are called by his name, Jesus, name of Jesus Christ, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. then I will hear their prayer. And I will, from the heaven, I will forgive their sins and heal this land. Let's read this in unison. Ready? Begin. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal the land. Amen. You believe it? You believe it? God promised. He's a way maker. He's the promise keeper. He will heal this land. He will heal this land. He will heal this church. He will heal your family. He will heal you today. Amen. Ushers, please come. Let's give the offering. I'm going to pray for the offering. Pray for the offering, and we will do really worship Him. Lord, we worship You. We are standing here. We are here gathered in Your name, in Jesus' name. We are indeed called by Your name. We are humbling ourselves. We are asking Your face. Lord, we have sinned. We are turned from our wicked ways. We are asking You to forgive us and heal this land. Lord, heal this land. Heal my land. Heal my family. Heal my church. Heal my community. Lord, we are here for You. We are here for You. Holy Spirit, come. You are my master. Sit in my throne. Heal this land. Receive this offering, Lord. We confess to You every good things. All the good things come from You. We thank You. We worship You today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, worship team. Wow. Yes, I'm praying that some healing has already begun, but we are going to spend the rest of our time together ramping up from there. So worship is always a great start. Here is the church calendar. This week is a little different because of Thanksgiving, and remember our dinner at 1 o'clock and our combined service, 7 p.m. Wednesday, no service Thursday night. So that's the idea of this week. A bit of a different schedule. Hope you have a good time celebrating with your family. And I love these little arrows, you know, when I feel like I'm in a shopping mall, right? And you're trying to find a store and you look at the little arrow and says, oh, you are here. We are here finally at our healing service. It has been a whole month of Provember for us filling up and preparing, I feel, for this day. I think when you do that in the Lord, you get blessed along the way, and the journey is super valuable, and all those early morning prayer times and all the fasting and everything else we did, it's its own reward and a blessing. So thank you, God, for providing for us as we set out to prepare ourselves, humble ourselves, and pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's amazing that the Spirit prompted Pastor Michael to put that up on the screen for us. So we've been working on that, repenting, turning of our wicked ways, which I you know, as much as I've studied 2 Chronicles 7:14, I really am convinced that probably the number one wicked way was prayerlessness, not praying. And so we've repented of that and replaced it with praying and connecting to God. And we've talked about spiritual renewal, and Isaiah 43 has been a key verse for me all month. And it's interesting, when God does something, many times He's well into it before we are even aware, before we notice that God is doing anything. And I think if you look back on your life, you'll see this is true. And just like in Isaiah's time, and he was led by the Holy Spirit to prophesy this, he says, the Lord said, I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? We're not always aware. We're kind of doing life and navigating this existence But God is always working, and He has prepared us for this day, divine appointments in this room, and I'm excited about what God has for us. So here's our little outline for today, and I'm going to give this explanation now because once we start, it's kind of several moving parts and hard to direct everybody, but if you are here, I hope you realize church is not a spectator sport, at least not here at Freedom River Outreach. You're going to do some heavy lifting today and part of the work. Now, part of that may be, hey, I just came here to receive prayer. I need healing. Amen. You're our guest. Bless you for your courage and your humility. We will pray for you. But all of us are actually in that category in one way or another. And so some of you, I'm going to ask, yes, pray for the other. Pray for their healing. But then when you're done, you can turn around and receive prayer. Or however that works. Maybe you receive prayer first. Wow. You receive something from the Lord. Man, turn then when they're done and help pray for someone else. And hey, James, thank you for bringing in our prayer warriors. Okay. We are bringing in the children's ministry here. The faith of these young people is amazing. So they are going to help us pray. So be aware of that. Sometimes it's, you know, you're looking over the faith of a child, but Jesus didn't. And Jesus said, unless you have faith like this child, you won't even enter the kingdom of God. So we wanted their faith in this room for healing. And so we're going to divvy them out as we have opportunity. James is their teacher, and we will have them pray healing over us just like the adults. All right. So that's going to be the main and middle part of our service. When I'm done explaining it, you can see I put in parentheses short. So you're like, wait a minute, is this sounding like a sermon? No, it's going to be short, all right? Because the main part is we're going to pray for healing. And we're going to end with what we call a blessing tunnel, which I like to explain it like a car wash. You know, where you go in and it takes over your car and pulls you through the tunnel and you get the big chunks off. And that's kind of how I like to think of it, meaning when we end and I'm saying, prayer teams, please line up over here. We're going to use this aisle. So it's totally voluntary. You don't have to go through it. But can I say it will be a blessing? There won't be car wash spray and soap on you. There will be Holy Spirit spray and blessing on you. And the only thing about the tunnel is remember to try to keep moving. You can go slow, but the idea is we want to get everybody through. And so no matter what happens today, I invite you, don't leave without going through that tunnel. We have amazing prophetic people in this room, prophetic ministers, not only Freedom River Outreach prayer teams, but I see our prayer team from Bothell made it down. Thank you, guys. So they're a healing ministry in Bothell, and they're coming in to say, yeah, if it's about healing, we're diving in. So they're going to be with us, filling in the ranks. So you'll walk through that tunnel and you'll just receive prophetic words, words of blessing. And Dee Dee, was it you telling me what a testimony that was for you? Why don't you share that real quick? Because we're a different crowd. And yeah, I know you shared this Thursday night, but a lot of people weren't here to hear that, so.
There was a few years back, and I was walking through the prayer tunnel, and I think it was actually Cindy's first year here. She had just first joined the church, and I was walking through, and she stepped out of the tunnel just to put her hand on me and to prophesy the encouraging words about specifics on what I needed to be emotionally healed from.
And it impacted you still to this day. And thank you, Dee Dee, for letting me put you on the spot again. But I didn't know that testimony until Thursday night. She shared it. And, you know, the blessing tunnel is just darn fun. So that's kind of one reason I think, well, hey, let's do this. But it's real ministry, and it really is prophetic truth that you may need to hear. And, it, you know, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. Maybe just a short word or two, but like Dee Dee needed that encouragement years ago. And if you don't know her testimony, ask her about it, because it is amazing. And she is a minister traveling with us, doing amazing things today. So, amen. Yeah. All right. So that's it. That's 1, 2, and 3. That's what we are going to set up for today. So let me talk a little bit about why we're going to have a healing service, why we find ourselves where we are today. As I said, as a church, we have been preparing ourselves. We have been praying. We've been fasting. And this is just a quick list to show you what we fasted for. Number one was for a greater measure, the power of God personally, meaning each one of us would be ministers. Each one of us asked God questions during our fast, and we also asked for more faith. And Matthew 17 is where the disciples tried to cast the demon out of a child, and they were not able to. And Jesus came along and said, oh man, how long do I have to put up with this lack of faith? And of course, in a word, he casts it out. Well, the disciples very courageously later said, Jesus, how come we couldn't do that? We said the same thing you said, and nothing happened, and you come along, and you know, in a couple words, boom, it's done. Well, we prayed and we fasted to examine ourselves, to say, God, we want to prepare. We want to be able to minister. And again, it's not a look at me, how spiritual I am thing. We are needy. We have needs. And God, it's a your kingdom thing first, but it's also to care for real people, which Christ did. He had compassion over ordinary people that were just suffering. You know, he didn't build a church, and it wasn't about an organization. He just had compassion over anybody that was hurting. And I hope you experience that today. I hope, number one, no matter what, you will be loved. And you will experience the compassion of Jesus Christ. We fasted for direction. We fasted for fulfillment of God's promises. One that I'm claiming is out of Luke 10:22, where Jesus says, gives instructions to the 72, pray to the Lord of the harvest and ask him for more workers in the harvest. So that's just to give you a little background that we're not just like, oh, let's just call this a healing service. We've been working towards this for a month, and we are here doing everything we can humanly do to prepare. Does God need that? No. He can heal you without that. But I think this creates an atmosphere in this room where the Holy Spirit can't resist. And where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom. And let me show you a favorite verse on freedom. For you've been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's our mandate for today. That's all we're doing. We're not saying we're more spiritual. We're not saying we have any great spiritual insight other than we believe in the Word of God. And we believe it so much, we're actually going to do it. And so God has set us free. We're going to use that freedom to pray over you. The whole law can be summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Thank you for being here and giving us an opportunity to do that. If somebody invited you and you said, okay, I'll come, thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, our motivation is this, no other, no strings attached, other than to fulfill the law of Christ. And by the way, Jesus tells his followers to do this. I'm not going to teach through this, but I'm going to put up several verses here that just, if you look closely, you're going to see his instructions in the 72, or this is the 12 in Matthew 10, heal the sick. He told his disciples to do it. You guys do it. You know, it's not he doing it. He sent them to do it. Luke 9, this is the 12 again, and he sent them out and tell them about the kingdom of God, and you guys heal the sick. Here's my favorite passage, because this isn't even the 12, this is 72 other disciples. We don't even know who these people were. And he sent them ahead with very similar instructions to them, including heal the sick and tell them the kingdom of God is near you. So Jesus has passed his ministry on to us, and this is part of it. And he's told us to do this. So we have a scriptural mandate and a scriptural motivation, and that is to love each other. So during this month, we came up with this concept of what healing includes. And I know in experience, by working with people that are struggling in different things, it's pretty hard to place vocabulary to it. If you have pain in your left leg, well, you can define that. And by the way, we got a prophetic word already that somebody in this room does have pain in their left leg. Well, that's already been called out. You're going to leave without that today. So see John Selfers. He got that word. He wants to pray. And, you know, that's pretty specific. That's easy to define. But some other things are very difficult to define and add vocabulary to. So again, in this month of praying and preparing and thinking about this, I've come up with a list of seven other things. Depression. Sometimes you don't know what that is other than you just feel empty. Fear, definitely. We know we have authority over, and we've had several victories in this ministry over fear. But also loneliness, unbelief, anger, self-centered. Meaning, this is not just a selfish thing, but think of this as there is such a focus that it's hard for you to think about anything else, let alone the future, let alone vision. It is something that is like taking away your ability to look ahead. That's what I mean by that part of self-centered. Covetousness, it just means you're totally focused on what you don't have, and there's not thankfulness for what you do have. And this last one, I just wrote chronic unhappiness, but can I say anything with the word chronic in front of it? We're here to pray for. And I believe God can set you free. And I know this is kind of a wide definition, but in the years we've been doing this, the Lord hasn't been quite this specific as he was this time. So I feel this is important. I feel that we have a new level of praying, not only for the specific pain, viruses in the blood, cancer. We have cancer survivors in this room that God has set free. Yes, lungs, digestion, been getting some of that. We want to pray for that. Viruses in the blood, viruses, period, no matter where they are. but also this whole category of things. And I think all of us can fit in there one time or another. And it's going to be worth getting some prayer over, because God is saying, I'm giving you authority over all the power of the enemy. And can I say, this is the power of the enemy? Amen. These things are not of God. This is a scheme. And I do this when I teach abroad, because not everybody is up to speed on spiritual warfare. But listen, this is the example I give, and I've given it a lot this year. If a thief walked into your living room and grabbed your laptop and picked it up and started to walk out your house with it, you would probably say something. Now, maybe you weren't taught, maybe you weren't trained what to say, but something would rise up in you and you'd say, wait a minute, that's mine. And by the way, who are you? And why are you in my house? No, give me that back and you get out. Now, maybe you didn't say it the best, but you got your message across. Well, guess what? Sometimes Christians are sitting on the couch and the thief comes into your house, starts stealing your stuff, and you just watch it all unfold, and he walks out. He comes back again. Now he's going for the flat screen TV or the, you know, I don't know what. He's going for more of your stuff. But it's your stuff. And more importantly, it's your house, meaning this clay abode that God has given us. So it's just time to stand up. And don't fall for the excuse, well, gee, I didn't say anything last time or the time before or the time before, so it's kind of hard to stand up to the thief now. Well, that's what we're here for. We're going to help you. And we're going to stand up to any of these things that are stealing your stuff. And by the way, the opposite of empty is filled. And so that's what the blessing tunnel is going to be. We're going to fill you up. That's what the individual prayer times are going to be. We're going to fill. And no matter what the infirmity is, it's going to lose its place. It's going to have to leave. It's going to be pushed out. So that's also part of how we are thinking and how we are praying. All right. So two things we're going to start with. Number one, let me explain this one. If you have somebody that you want us to pray for and they are not here and you don't have their cell phone number, Denise in the back, see her waving her hand. She's got yellow tablets sitting on that railing there. When we start praying, just go and write down the prayer request. And what she'll do is she'll transfer it up to the PowerPoint. And so maybe things are going on and you're not busy, but you see the prayer request up on the PowerPoint. Please, will you, even in your seat, pray for the prayer requests that are put up on the screen. And also, if you would like to share that before you leave today, it's something that as leaders we'll pray for throughout the next couple of months as well. We'll transfer the list and in our prayer times we'll pray over that list. So when you see on the screen her slide go up that says prayer requests, that's what that's about. And please join us now praying for them. But also, we were asked if we could pray for people that didn't make it into this room on a cell phone. So if you want to get your cell phone phone out, meaning you know somebody that needs healing, that needs prayer, and you have their number, get them to the front of your phone. And so when we form prayer teams, you can say, hey, here's a person we need prayer for. And I think Jesus was telling me this. They did this 1 year, and the person wasn't there, but they prayed and left a message on their phone service. And apparently it was an even greater blessing to that person because they were able to play the message over and over and over again. So those are two subcategories of what's going on, but what we're going to do now is basically start with anybody that would like prayer. So Kathy and Marcia, will you come on up front? They're going to just kind of help me direct traffic. And I have the James chapter 5 passage on the screen. So if you would like to be anointed with oil, we have some in our pockets. We also have some up here. As an elder of the church, I have covered the authority of all the prayer team people, so including our children. So they are covered by this passage, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. So it may not be one of us praying directly for you. It may be one of our prayer teams and one of our children's prayer teams, but it is covered under the leadership here. All right, and let me go over the last part of this verse. Not only will the prayer offered in faith heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well, but if you have committed any sins, your sins will be forgiven. Can I say, from my understanding of this passage, it's not about your sin. So don't be embarrassed about that. Don't think, oh, well, gee, you know, it's my own fault. Well, in a sense, all of us are in that category that we are sinners. We live in a broken world where sin is entered and sickness and disease. But the ministry of Jesus Christ is to free us from that. So this passage in biblical language is basically saying, hey, God's heart is for you to make you well. We're going to leave that in his category, in his hands, what that looks like. But it is not about your sin. If you are willing to repent, amen. We'll cover that. But really, it's just about receiving the love of Christ. And evidence that your sins are forgiven is evidence that the physical infirmities will also fall off. So, all right. Would anybody, can I just say, anybody that would like to receive prayer, I'm just going to ask you to stand where you are and we'll send a prayer team to you. So you won't have to move. Maybe you'll have to get out in the aisle, make it a little easier, but we'll form prayer teams around you. So anyone that would like to receive prayer for healing, yeah, stand up now. All right. So Kathy and Marcia are going to come around and start mobilizing teams around people. If you see someone close to you standing up, will you please move to them now? So everyone else's prayer team, please help us mobilize and come around them now. Go ahead and start praying right now. test. Okay, keep praying, but remember, turn around and find someone else that needs prayer. Also, we have a prophetic word. Somebody's daughter needs prayer, and the daughter is not here, or you can't find her. Come on up front, we'll pray for you, and we'll pray for your daughter. Also, some sleep issues, if someone is struggling at night and not sleeping, come on up front. We want to pray for you too. These are some things we've gotten very specifically that the Lord just wants to encourage you in. And also, please notice the prayers are going up on the screen. So keep praying for that whole list.